Blog Talk Radio. What up, everybody? Everybody out there having a good one today. He's had a good one. See, man. I ain't really got nobody on here tonight. E, I see you on here. Press the one button for my brother. Ethan, there you go. Ethan, your mic open. Come on.
JP, what's up?
Oh, man, it's quiet here tonight, man.
You know it's going to get quiet. It's race time.
It's real. Hey, we ain't got but about how many people we got on here? One, two. Man, we ain't got but about seven people on here, man.
Yeah. It's race time. No, there you go. Y'all always say it.
Hey, it's real quiet tonight, though, man. Shit. At least we'll have a 20-piece in here, man.
Right.
We ain't got nothing in here tonight, man. Shit.
Yeah, man.
Maybe everybody's working on their car, man. That might be a good thing. It's a possibility, brother. It's a possibility, man.
It might be a good
time. You know, I'm trying to let some people get on here before you goddamn, let everybody know what you got going on. But shit, I don't know. We don't get nobody on here. We're gonna be in and out tonight. Shit.
Right. We gonna Zillow.
In and out. Yeah. Gonna be the official talk show for long.
Right. How long you just go ride it out this year and then convert over? Or
man, look, your race, you know, I'm coming on here. The next race is K-Dog race, and I think that's it for us for the year. So,
After K-Dog race,
I'm gonna do one more show at the K-Dog race, man, and I'm gonna hang my hat up. I'm gonna let somebody else decide they want to do it or. You know, people just don't understand shit. I take away from my time. You know, whatever I got going on, I pretty much be, especially with me being out on the road most of the time. So most time I'm in the truck, at the truck stop somewhere, doing the show. If I am at home, I still got to stop and get y'all going. Sometimes I can break away once the fight starts,
and I can walk away and let y'all
fight. Yeah, but you know, other than that, it's just. People don't understand.
You need a laptop
to
do it?
Yeah, no, I do it off my tablet. We do it off your tablet. You can do it off your phone.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I
like
that
Zillow. Only thing about that Zillow, boy, they'll ask me some messages. I be playing catch up. They be turning my ass up, boy.
If
you start back talking and you trying to replay all the old messages, you're like, damn, I'm almost through.
Dre, what's up? Your mic open. Yeah.
Oh, finally you opened me up. I so appreciate it now. Goddamn. I think I had to call kind of. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, what's up, Bob, man?
Yeah, you got it. If man finally opened my damn mic, I must have the call at 7:12 to get it open for 7:13.
Yeah, man. Hey, Ethan, while you got your own, man, do you have in front of you everything that's going on this weekend for Joel, man? Before we get too much of this bullshit. Let me go find the post. Then I know somebody had posted where the services was going to be. Stuff like that, man.
I took a screenshot, I think. Man.
Yeah, just kind of let everybody know where that's going to be if you got it in hand, man. Continue prayers out for his family, man, and also Lookout, man, you know.
Right.
Continue praying for his family and his kids also, man. It definitely ain't nothing that's going to be gotten about that quick, and man, you know, family still got to heal after it's all over with. We moving on, and They still dealing with it.
And you know what's crazy? So just yesterday, another, right, maybe two exits down from Joe, another 18-wheeler come off the bridge and pass, but his stuff was, his stuff, like, caught on fire on the bridge and came down and literally disintegrated on the concrete about two exits down. I don't know what they got going on
somebody,
up there in Allen.
I heard y'all saying it earlier, man, and somebody sent me the actual, I think my wife sent it to me because she thought it was the same thing with Joel, and I was like, okay, here we go. I got it. They got Visitation Friday from 4 to 8 and then 7 to 8, I guess. So basically from 4 to 8, Visitation, but I guess the wake is going to be from 7 to 8 during that time at Laurel Land Funeral Home in Dallas, Texas, 6300 South R.L. Thornton Freeway.
That's off 35 for those who don't know, you know. I mean, I know most people know, but
yeah,
that's off 35.
And funeral service is going to be Saturday at 11. Mount Sinai Baptist Church, 6819 Lake June Road in Dallas, Texas. Then burial will be immediately following the service at Lincoln Memorial at 8100 Fireside in Dallas, Texas.
Right,
so
right.
For those that was don't know.
And then also, I know at first I had kind of said the gates was open at 12. But, you know, with the weather, then also, you know, a lot of us is going to the services. We going to open the gates at 2 instead. So, I mean, I know some people. I mean, if you there,
on what day?
On Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Gear, you might go. Gear, what's going on?
I'm just getting the information, JP, that's all.
Okay.
I'm
going to
go back and read.
Okay. All right, Ethan. Well, man, I guess while we got a few more people in here, I guess let everybody know what you got going on this weekend. I guess I see your dates is from 22nd through the 24th, so that means you starting up on tomorrow, huh?
Well, I kind of jumped the gun on that fly a little bit, you know, putting them dates out there. But basically, you know, Thursday, tomorrow, going to be like the true testing, you know, when people go out there and they go prep two lanes and they go test. But some people do go and get it on grudge race. So, you know, it may be some grudge racing tomorrow. You know, who knows? Okay, so tomorrow is $10 for the spectators. $150 per car on the testing, and then it's no fee to come on the pit side tomorrow on Thursday. You know, it's just a pretty much free file.
It's gonna be straight radio prep for anybody that want to come test, pretty much tomorrow,
right? Exactly. Yes, sir. And it's $150 a car, 10 spectators. I just realized I dropped the ball on the damn flyer too. You know, kids 12 and under is free, too. I just realized I ain't even had that on the fly. So the ones who want to know about that. And then, of course, you know, military discount on it with the proper card at the gate. And then now Friday and Saturday, which I was going to kind of probably after the show do a little live or something. And then we was going to make one at the track. And this, you know, the testing part, so as far as testing tune, I'm going to have an open testing tune from 6 to 8 on both days. Well, hold on, before I do that, my bad. Friday, the gates open at 3, and the track will be hot at 6. And on Saturday, the gates going to open at 2, the track's going to also be hot at 6. Okay, so rolling into that, from 6 to 8, it's open testing. Like, I mean, I know people, you know, they want to cook, they want to have fun, and they want to do all that. But, like, I'm highly encouraging everybody from 6 to 8. If you can make it there on time, Go ahead and get your car in the lane and go ahead and make your hits. Because once 8 o'clock roll, we going into the shootouts. And then we doing basically, you know, one right behind the other on the shootout. Now, if we got some true, real grudge racist, I ain't talking about no, you know, I just found the man and all this and all that. Like, if y'all really finna get it on, what I want to do is pull y'all around in between them shootouts downtime. Because basically, if everything go good and don't nobody all down the track or mess up the track, it should be a gap in between the shootouts. Within that gap is when I want to run the grudge races. After every round, though, I don't want everybody to think like, oh, shit, I got to wait. Like, just say, for example, first round started at 8. Well, the second round I go start to probably about 9:15. So between that last round and that round that the other one come, you know, if I got some grudge races or two, I want to run them on through, you know. So
let me say something for you that you ain't saying basically. Ain't gonna be no fucking test and tune after 8 o'clock. Once the track go hot, it's basically what it sounds like you try to say is it ain't gonna be no more testing and tuning. If they can get you in, they will, but pretty much test and tune gonna be shut off until at least the shootout is over, until you get deep enough in the event where you got a large enough gap in between the shootouts to be able to run test and tune. But the grudge race is gonna always the grudge race is gonna be priority over test and tune. So basically y'all need to get there and get the if you're gonna get your test and get your testing in early. If you don't need the test, then I guess be prepared to come off the trailer.
Yep, get your man come off the trailer and get out the way. Get him and get on and get out the way. Shit, same thing with them shootout. You know, if y'all in them shootout, y'all all know what's required. This ain't y'all first rodeo. Y'all going to have y'all drive meeting. And then, you know, to the ones that's on here that's in the shootout, man, now listen, when we draw and you know who you go race, y'all don't have to race up to the pit. And then when we say, well, who you racing? Well, I don't know. He way back there. Y'all, come on, you know. Help us up and stay paired up. It ain't a race to get to the pit, you know, but
as far as shootouts, what you got? What kind of shootouts you got? Do you have any shootouts Friday?
So Friday, we got off the trailer truck shootout. That's Drew, Mr. Drew, out of Central Texas. He runs 16 trucks. They off the trailer, so they none of them made no test hits. They pairing up, getting right in the lane, getting it on. We got a Selmo shootout, Selmo race, same thing. They ain't out trailer, but, I mean, they make a hit, they can, whatever. But then we got a big rim shootout, which that's probably going to be maybe about 8 cars on hard tire, 22s and up to get in that. And then we got an all-steel, all-glass class, $100 buy-in, $1,500 on top. It may be more on top if, you know, I just only posted what the sponsors gave me so far, but it's some more potential sponsors, so if they do come through, we will announce that, you know, the night of or, you know, whenever, but I just want to put what I got in hand, that way it ain't no confusion, ain't nothing that, but it's $100 buy-in, or if we get to the drive meeting and everybody say they want to put $200 up, you know, we can go from there, but starting right now, it's $100 buy-in, $15 on top, all steel, all glass shootout. To keep the uniformity in the area, I want to use Jake rules. I talked to Jake about using his rules. So the same rules Big Jake ran his race, we're going to run him on mine Friday night. And so that's Friday night. And then Saturday we have the Little Hitter shootout, which is 48 calls right now. You know,
that's
it might be a little less afternoon. Yes, sir, tonight. Yes, sir. And then we have the
no
JV.
Going on.
Pretty much now. We got JV, which is coach. JV shootout is 489 cap. Basically, any and everything can run 489 cap. No throttle stop, no down the trot timer, all that. And then varsity, anything on 28s pretty much. So you know, we got them two classes. Well, I'm sorry, them three shootouts, and then and you know, like I say, a little grudge racing in between. That's pretty much it, man. We just go come have a good time and do like we normally do. Oh yeah, the free food is from 3 to 5. In the Champions Club. So I got the Champion Club back. Last year they had the plumbing issue where the pipe busted. So it's back inside with dominoes and cards and food. So, you know, some people want to kind of cool off a little bit because it's unfortunately supposed to be hot again. It's supposed to be about 95 to 97. So if they want to cool off, go in there and, you know, chill, play cards, dominoes, eat. You know, it'll be available. Parking. So, on the spectator side, on the outside, like off of 287, it's going to be free parking there. And you basically just walk in through the box office the same way you would be, you know, if you went to Nationals or anything like that. And actually and truly for the people that go on the line, it's actually a shorter walk doing that versus, like, when they park way in the pit and have to walk across. But so spectator parking is free out there, and then for you know, coming in the pits is $20, you know, per car. So it'll be, you know, an additional $20 per admission, you know, per car, you know, on top of your admission coming through. The RV hookups, it's $100 on the pit side. If you bring your RV in, basically $50 a day. And on the spectator side, it's $250. Now, on the spectator side, they have full water and electric hookups. So that's $250 for those if y'all need them. And, man,
and also on the spectator side, $250 for the weekend?
Yeah, that's for the weekend. Yep, $100 on the pit side. But they don't have any hookups on the pit side. You look for this black thing? There isn't any hookups on the pit side, so they don't know. But like I say, on the spectator side, they got full hookups, but you know, like I say, they're I think half, about eighth of a mile on the other side. So just a little heads up. But other than that, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Cause I didn't even know they had a hookup over there. Cause one time when I rented a RV and had it dropped to the track, I didn't know they had a hookup. That's good to know. Next time, shit, I'll park on that side. Well, I ain't got to fill it up with water and run the generator and all that.
Right. Yeah, they got full hookups on that side down there. But like I say, it's way, I don't know where you was at with yours, but it's kind of, I want to say it's in between eighth and a quarter mile, I think. You know, I could be wrong. I look the miles to see. Because I'm going to make a little map anyway, kind of, you know, with the details as far as, you know, food here, free parking here, and all that stuff. So. But, yeah, Don, like I said, I'm just, you know, appreciate the support from everybody. You know, it's a little annual event that just done grew and grew and grew. So, you know, like I say, I know it can't make everybody happy, you know, but, I mean, it's just a, you know, like me and Kate always say, man, you know, you just gotta do it what you got, you know. So, like I said, I want to be upfront and transparent with people as far as the, you know, the testing, because I know how people get frustrated and oh man, I pay. That's why I like to start telling y'all, you know, 3 or 4 days early, man.
It's not like to me, you know? Again, if you want to test. Thursday gonna be test session. I mean, it's actually a lot cheaper. Shit, $150 a car?
Yeah, $150 a car
on
and $10 a person.
Yeah, so that's actually a lot cheaper. Shit, $150 a car for a test session ain't bad. And know the track gonna be killer.
Right.
And then, like you say, you better come test Thursday. Friday might be another good day to, you might can get more testing in, but come Saturday, man, it sound like ain't going to be no testing. It'll probably be hard to even squeeze them grudge races in with all them cars and them different shootouts.
Right. Yeah, Saturday boss is wild. That ain't a lie. I mean, I had so many people talking about, man, you do this crazy, do that. Nah, man, look, I'm not even finna play with y'all. I can't add nothing enough. But, like, next year, I plan on actually doing 3 days, though. Like, I'm going to have to because it's just too much, you know, within 48 hours. And I'm thinking
yeah.
it's probably going to be a couple more classes. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, next year it's definitely going to be 3 days, you know, from racing.
Yeah, that 48,
3 days.
That 48 car field is a lot. And then you look at, like you say, you look at what you're going to have in JV class. That's subject to, you know, bring a decent amount of cars and then the other class. So,
Right.
If you're starting off with 70, 80 cars all together in all three shootouts, I mean, that's a lot to, you know, you got to try to get going and hoping that, like you say, you don't get no oil downs and letting everything run real smooth to kind of knock them down.
Mhm. Yeah, and then like I say, once we knock them down, if you know, shoot, say we get lucky and don't know how no R down and get through shit, rest of the night have at it. You know what I'm saying? Like get it on, have at it. And then you know, which I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody on here know, but that's one thing I got to stress in the video. But I think me going to the track and going over it would actually do better than just talking about it. But, man, if you pop a wheelie or do something or something ain't right, just pull over to the side, please, you know. Because that's what gets us really an innings. And I tell a lot of people all the time, you know, some people get frustrated. All innings is slower than XRP and this and this. But people fail to realize. If you turn up at XRP and you break and you take off the first turnoff, that's only 660 plus a little bit more if you even make it to the turnoff. But if your ass breaks and you drag it all the way down the Ennis to the last turnoff, that's down there 5,000 feet. Ennis shutdown is down there a mile by itself. So if you go dragging that car all the way down there with whatever you done tow up, they got to clean all that shit up. So that's the thing about, you know, man, if y'all break something or something feels right, just, you know, pull over, man. You know, I mean, we can talk about diapers. We can say diapers, you know. I mean, they should be on car. I'm working on putting one on car. But, I mean, you know, this is face to face. Everybody ain't got no diapers. And then, honestly, I mean, I'm a firm believer in it. I got one on my car. But then sometimes you get them brakes where they break in front of the diaper, you know. So, I mean, stuff go happen, you know. You just have to be prepared for it, to be ready for it, just,
you know. You fuck up a transmission or rear end, I mean, shit going to happen. But
Right.
I feel like if everybody, even if the tracks start getting strict on it, and I feel like maybe even if the promoters kind of start pushing, you know, the diaper rule in tech for the cars, I feel like it'll kind of help out on the events a lot.
With the oil downs.
Because, I mean, cause most of the people that's doing wheelies and slam down, the first thing you're busting is your oil pan.
Right.
So it'll definitely help by having the diaper to minimize a lot of that stuff.
Then the only thing is, like, how do you implement it? Because I know some people say they do a deposit or something where, you know, you pay like $100 and get it back, or, you know, you got that.
That's how they do it, even there. When they take you in, if you ain't got a diaper, you got to give them $100 deposit. And if you are down the track, you lose that $100.
Right. So, yeah, that's a good enforcement, you know.
But definitely, I just feel like, you know, I understand with this grudge shit, you know, it's outlawed, but, I mean, it's to the point now where, you know, they're going to have to get together and start enforcing these diapers at the tracks, you know. I don't know if the promoter's going to have to start getting with the track personnel to kind of start pushing them to be like, man, hey, you know, we need to start enforcing the diaper rule. Yeah, they're going to cry about it, but at the end of the day, if they want to race, man, you know, y'all right by Summit, and the diaper don't cost but $100.
That ain't no excuse for us. But then one thing I was curious about is how do they see what and you know, XRP was gonna do this, and then you know, Motorplex was like, "Well, shit, if y'all do it, I'll do it." Well, the problem they ran into was, okay, well, what defines you needing a diaper? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, of course, some cars self-explanatory. You know, you just need it. But then here come the, well, the factory Mustangs got the little plastic guard at the bottom, or this car got this. So then they ran off into that, like, oh, well, I got a 2020 street car that I drive every day. So then the whole argument got to.
I feel like this, though. You know, like, you do a lot of stuff on your event.
Yeah.
I can understand, like, just say on your Friday night, yeah, you might have a lot of hard tire type cars, the rim cars that, yeah, they might be excluded. But then you come on Saturday, everything on Saturday going to be race cars. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, come Saturday,
yeah,
it's like, geez,
no
all these cars that running these shootouts.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, some of them boys on rim, they need some stuff, bitches. But I'm putting one on mine,
yep.
So it ain't no excuse. Hell, they treat them. Hell, half of them don't drive them cars like that. They treat them like race cars. So, shit, they need to stay their own damn life. Yeah, really. I mean, to be real about it. But, see, and that's the thing. A lot of them new to racing. So you tell them something about diaper. Man, my car ain't fast enough for, you know, so you run into that. My car ain't fast enough. Like me, I'm just one of them. In between races, like I'm around y'all so much, so it's like safety wise I hold myself to a higher standard than what they will realize, because they not, you know what I'm saying, they ain't seen some of the stuff I done seen or witnessed it. You know, to them it's just, it ain't no different just jumping in the car and zooming down the highway, you know. But you know, they're just like the first thing when we was like, well, you know, XRP go at Forest Diaper, you know, and then they was like, okay, well, if you run a certain time, then, you know, you have to have a diaper and all this. And it. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's ways that
I mean, I'm sure there's ways that you can, you know, you can enforce it to where people will, you know, have to do it. I mean, you know, like back in the day, Baytown track used to be a certain kind of way. Like, you know, if you ran over a certain number, you know, shit. You better put a parachute. You better have a window net. You better have, you know, like, depending on how fast you ran back then, you know, like, you had to have whatever you needed, whatever they told you to have, you better have it before you come back. If not, you couldn't run down the track no more. So it's just, you know, it's just a safety issue. If people don't, once people start realizing that, you know, it's more about safety. It ain't, you know, it ain't adding or taking nothing away from your car. It's just more of a safety measure, and it also helps a lot of these events run smoother. You know what I'm saying? If you know, if something happens, you know, like you said, you never know what's gonna happen to these cars. Yeah, you ain't gotta slam them down. Shit, you can just blow the goddamn motor up. You know.
Yep.
So. But yeah. Definitely, it definitely need to, you know, I don't know how they're going to get it in effect, but I feel like it definitely need to.
Oh, yeah.
It need to get into effect soon, you know, I mean, just everywhere.
Right, right. I mean, and then it's just going to, it's kind of one of them things, it's going to take everybody to come together and kind of, you know.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're going to piss a few people off, even if you're going to lose a few people in the beginning, I feel like in the end, everybody going to come back, because if they love the race, yeah, they going to, you got your crybabies, they going to bitch and complain, but eventually they going to, well, I ain't going back no more. Okay, cool, you ain't going to go back. But then,
right.
If everybody enforcing it after a couple of weeks of not racing, you know, you're going to eventually say, man, fuck this shit. I'm finna go put a diaper on my shit so I can go race, you know.
Right.
I don't feel like nobody gonna sell a whole operation because of $150, you know, for a diaper.
Right. Yeah, like you say, you know, they might be like, oh, I'm gonna just go to you, you know, I'm gonna just go right there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I mean, it's one thing I can't argue with nobody who don't want to be safe, you know.
How long that gonna lag before you realize, oh, we got such and such event coming up, man. Everybody gonna be there. You know they want to be on the big stage, so they gonna come back. You know,
yeah, right.
They'll be back.
Right.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know, man. Here, let me see. Anybody else got anything out there, man? K-Dog, if you on here, man, shit. Come on, let everybody know what you got coming up. You the next thing in line after Ethan, man. And, yeah, let me see. But, yeah, that's... Let me see where he is. Yeah, I know I seen him on here. There you go. Come on in there, K-Dog. What's going on, brother?
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, we up next after Ethan this weekend. After Ethan blow him out this weekend, we coming in right behind him October 22nd. Evadale Raceway, Hell at the Dell 9. We got, I ain't got my flyer from me, and I'm driving, so I'm just go off the top of the dome. We got Gainesville 28, $5,000 to win. No, $5,000 on top, $200 entry fee, 8-car minimum. It's Gainesville 28, you know, you 28-inch door car. That's our only rule. No, you know, I mean, no. Of course, no Willie bars and all that. No bars, no tucker. But you know, 28 door car. So then we got Troy's Hit List, which is $2,000 on top, $200 entry fee, 8-car minimum with that also. And we got a 580 shootout, which is $100 entry fee, and we're putting $1,000 on top. And we got the little G 4-car shootout, which is four local little guys, four turbo guys going to do a little shootout amongst themselves. And we got about 10 grudge races or better. I don't have them all in front of the drivers, but I know. Yeah, we got 10 already. They said it counts. But we got
damn.
More guys coming from Houston looking for action. Yeah, we got more guys coming from Houston looking for action. And I think Tyson's looking for action. He was trying to lock in something earlier today, as I recall. So, and Ms. Graham, we still got our fashion. Once we leave Alabama, we looking for action, too. So, you know, it's just 10. It's probably going to get more. And by the time the race comes, we're probably going to have more than that ready to go locked in race. But, yeah, Hell at the Dell 9, October 22nd, Evadale Raceway, which is roughly a month away. Like I say, we're going to have a good time as always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. What y'all cooking?
Be some fast cars on the yard. What you say, Jimmy?
What y'all cooking for the races this year?
I don't know yet, man. That's going to be I know two weeks before the race. Because I put it on the table and I let my wife and daughter come up with it. So we figure it out. We'll figure it out by then.
All right, nigga. Because if you need my service, you better let me know ahead of time now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need the services this time because I've got Fred, I got Rob, Nim, I got my little brother. I think it's your turn. Well, no, if you're racing, no, you don't have time, JP.
Oh, no. But see, I can do my thing early. The only thing you're going to have to do is put the people in the place to serve it. I got that big old pot. I cook about 10, 15 pounds of beans and sausage and all that. And all they got to do is cook the rice and serve food all day.
Oh, so you already made the menu. Cool.
Hey. Yeah,
we
could definitely
do that then. Yeah, we'll come up with that. We'll figure that out about 2 weeks out. But yeah, that'll be cool. Shit. We'll get that going. But
you just need the people in place to serve. That's all.
Oh, yeah,
shoot.
We got that. I got them, my sister and them, my niece. But they'll be out there. They don't mind.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Shoot, man.
Definitely, man.
Y'all come on out, man. Like you say, you got Ethan this weekend, K-Dog, a month from now, man. And shoot, I think that's going to close out our promoters in over here, man. Also, man, I want to wish luck to goddamn Kenfo. Them, man, they on their way to the East Coast for their 4-car shootout. So, man, hopefully they bring the money back to Texas.
Yeah, traveling great. And if anybody on the phone don't like them this weekend, let me know. I like them in that shootout. I'm taking 10-4 now. Jesse James, taking them. So if you don't like them, let me know. In the shootout, you got to pick one car. Or we can do like we did last time, the little pool. But I want Jesse James before we start it. But if you don't like them, just head up with whoever you're racing. Pick your man. I got Jesse James. We go from there. And, yeah, go this weekend. Y'all go celebrate my boy Ethan out there in Dallas, man. Our warm president go Saturday, boy.
You may not get out.
We're going to bring it at first. Huh?
Oh yeah, come on, say it again. You went out for a second. We lost you for a second.
Oh my bad. I say yeah, y'all go support Ethan this weekend in Dallas. We was gonna try to go down there with my car, you know, do a little shakedown before we go to Alabama. But this, my driver and our tuner conflict didn't match up, so we couldn't make it. But y'all go down there and support my guy, man. Good dude.
Yes, sir.
I gotta send him my little entry fee and everything, like we do. But yeah, go support him, man. He's a good dude, good brother, man. He always has a good fire rate.
Yeah. He always sneak his butt down at Evadale, man.
Oh yeah,
that's one thing I see about him.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all. Hey, JP, I'm finna say appreciate y'all, but man, I'm gonna tell y'all too. I appreciate that, but I appreciate y'all because, you know, y'all OGs, y'all what I look up to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make me better, you know? So,
yeah,
I just appreciate y'all
man.
Supporting,
it's boring, man.
You know? Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. Shit, you got to, hey, sometimes you got to sit down at the round table and bump heads and throw stuff around and figure it out, you know? Shit. Times is changing, everything changing. At the end of the day, as promoters, man, all y'all trying to do is, you know, pack the stands with fans and pack the pits with cars to give everybody a show. And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about, man. That's what makes it successful. It's just a joint effort of fans and racers just coming out.
Exactly.
And, you know,
I look at it like this, P, man. I enjoy racing, as you know. Everybody know I enjoy racing, so I try to put on the show that I would enjoy myself, have a little fun, and it don't hurt to make a little money in the process. You know what I mean? But people might not believe that, but first and foremost, I like to entertain people and have everybody, you know, saying, ooh, wow, you know, have fun. Then I can worry about the money. I don't worry about the money first and then, you know, give you a little bullshit show. I don't enjoy that. That's crap. I like to give you what you pay for above and beyond. You know what I mean? Just to have fun.
Oh, yeah,
man. Life's too short, as we know. And there's too much crap going on in the world not to have fun and enjoy yourself. So that's what I try to do. I try to, you know, keep everybody entertained.
And as a promoter, with y'all being promoters, I'm sure the gratitude come in when you just sitting back quiet on Facebook and you just reading all the comments of, you know, man, I had it for a good time. You go back looking at the videos, everything you didn't get to see, the races they got off, and just the crowd reactions. I'm sure that's the best. One of the best feelings of it all, when you know you had a successful event and you can go back and, you know, nobody got nothing. Well, you're going to have, I ain't going to say nobody got nothing bad to say. You're going to always have one or two, but when you got the majority of people saying how much fun they had, can't wait to the next one, I think that should be one of the good feelings that you promoters get, man.
And another good feeling, too, I know if you watch me, but whoever watched me, I always be on the starting line of my event. I might go to the back every now and then, but most of the time I'm at the starting line most of the all night. And at some part of the night, I just look around and I look up, and that'd be the best part of it to me. When, like, you know, everybody's in,
yeah.
And it's like, you know what I mean, something coming up, and it's a settle, and you look around like, ah, like everybody out here, you know, having fun and getting their money.
Yeah.
That's about the best part for me. I ain't gonna lie.
Like,
you know.
like everybody came out here for me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Now, it don't hurt when you go in there and, you know, do your tally. You know, that's cool, too. But before the tally come up, I like to, you know, look around first just to see who all out here with me, who all entertained, who all looking and, you know, standing on their feet, so to speak. You know, that's what gets me. I don't know. I can't speak deeper, but that's the part for me.
Hey, Ethan be too busy working for this time, like.
Oh yeah.
You know, he don't get a chance to take it in until after it's open.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Like, it just like K-Dow say, when you walk, because I know the motel's a little different, but where it's not the same, because you really can't see nothing and even then until you walk from up under the stand and you see all them people. You just like, damn, like, I ain't gonna lie, I get a little shocked, like damn, this is crazy. Like, I'm talking about, you see all these people you don't know, you know, and you just like, wow.
Yeah. And it never
see,
gets
I ain't
old,
gonna lie
man,
with
like
me.
Say, it never gets old. It's my ninth race. It never gets old.
Right.
I get
it's
the
that
same
fine.
Feeling like my first race.
Yep, I get that same feeling. Like, with me, it's just like, because I kind of work the stage lines a little bit because, like, with me, it's just, it, I don't know, it's kind of easier because I know who, almost know who and what, you know. And I don't see nothing. I tell people all the time, man, I don't see nothing. I might ease on up there and watch a grudge race or something, but I don't see nothing. Man, my media people, I be telling them thank you because I relive the moment. Like, it take me about 3 or 4 days to just see videos. And then I'm like, damn, that happened at the race. And it's crazy because it's my race and I don't be knowing. You know what I'm saying?
No, well, I got a lot of help. Troy, Chris, Red Grill, Troy, Jack, Mayup, Robert, who runs my, you know, he runs my shootouts for me. So it's really basically all I can do is, I mean, I can do more, but that's all I do is stay to the front and watch every every car make a pass, unless, you know, I'm doing something else. But most of the time, you catch me right at the front, and I don't have to move. Everything else runs smooth.
Right.
They have a problem, they come get me and talk to me right there, and shit, I'm still back on in the front.
Right. No, it definitely is good, though, man.
Yeah, for me, we don't want to bore them with our promoting talking. You know what I mean? Because me and Ethan can go on
man,
and on
look,
about
man,
this stuff, man.
It's light, man. It's light. I ain't gonna lie.
Not
it's light
good.
Off in
oh,
the
light?
House tonight, man. It's light, man. It's light.
Everybody must be working on them calls.
Yeah.
You got to give them something to get fired up about. See, it's light. Oh.
It's light, man. Got probably about 25 in the house tonight, man.
Ooh,
about half cock
yeah,
tonight.
We used to get about 40, 50
people on here.
Oh, damn.
We used to
it
get about
40,
50 on here most of the time. Yeah.
I guess
know because they don't talk.
Oh, okay. No, I'll be too busy running my mouth. Don't let them talk.
It's just usually the same ones that pretty much come on here and talk, get it stirred up. You don't, everybody else, I think everybody just kind of likes to listen and give them something to talk about, you know, especially if we get some
move
on going.
Well, I used to do that, too. Yeah, I used to do that because I didn't know what to say at one point, you know. Yeah, I ain't going to lie, really, though, old Joe opened me up about that. Man, you need to get on the talk show and talk. I said, man, I don't know what to say. He said, man, just talk. Shit. I said, all right. And ever since that night, we come up with that Dallas did it first shit. It's been up since then.
Yeah, it's been up for sure. For sure it's been up. But I think y'all won it.
Yeah.
That fiasco a couple of weeks ago, y'all topped it, man. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard to get by
there.
It's gonna be hard to get by there.
We ain't seen nobody pole dancing at the track before, so that was the first.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
You said nobody was there though?
I said we ain't seen nobody pole dancing at the track before, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's
gonna be hard.
Y'all definitely
did
first.
Did you mention cartoon? I know you didn't know him, but...
Oh, no, I didn't, but go ahead. I didn't even know, you know, the particulars about that. I heard something about it, but come on, let me know. Lace my boots up.
Yeah, a cartoon used to run with Lil' Bill and them. He's been a little crew. Lil' Bill, Popeye and them, or Jess, all these people, with all them. Cool dude, cool guy, passed away, I think it was yesterday, I think. Yeah, he was at the Lil' Bill and them. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, he passed yesterday. He was at the Lil' Bill and them crew. I don't know his real name. All I know is my cartoon myself. But, you know, he's always a little cool guy, laid-back guy. Rest in peace to him. And condolences to his family members.
His family, yeah. I'm sure I probably didn't see him then. If he be with Lil' Bill, then I probably didn't see him around if he was always at the track.
Yeah, but he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't see us talk. Well, he'd talk a little bit, but if he didn't know, he wasn't going to say too much.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name in there?
Rambo?
Breaklaw, yeah.
I don't know. Rambo might be in here. Rambo, where you at? Won't give us. Look, I'm surprised
he
didn't press one button. Hey, there you go. Come on, Rambo.
Yeah, I heard him go ahead and mention my old boy. I heard him go and mention those cartoons. It was a sad moment. I just got to the office and it just happened like that quick. Like, what the fuck? And it's like, man, he was a real cool guy. You know, he's a tuner guy. He won't put the motors in the cars and stuff. Well, that's the way Bill. Cartoon, y'all know Cartoon. He talks shit a little bit when you get on the nerves. He want to be under the hood checking the wires and everything. Yeah, he just passed away on us. I mean, I had just got to the office. I mean, even I went there 20 minutes. I don't know. And the shit was just sad, man. He was the one, like I say, put the motors in. And, you know, he'd be out there doing the burnout and Desi call. Y'all know him.
I know him. Yeah, probably if I see a picture, I probably have seen him, but just ain't know who
he
was.
He getting the burnout.
Everybody all right over there?
Yeah, everybody doing pretty good. Bill took it pretty hard. Bill took it hard. Everybody doing pretty good. His funeral is the first of next month. I guess they'll be sending whoever know him, want to go, whatever. They're going to send it to a few people, and I guess they'll spread it out. Everybody's going to give. Bill's taking it kind of hard. And this, that's so far on the ones I know. Well, everybody's taking it hard, the family, but Bill's taking it kind of hard. And I just ain't been over there yet. Probably doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Everybody maintaining.
Yeah.
He just got the Mustang ready. I mean, I really was going to talk shit today on the show about the Mustang. So, you know, like I say, I don't know if we probably wait now until all this is over with. But Cartoon had just got it running, man. You know, put it
310-3909.
Yeah,
Michael.
Hello? This is Valencia.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Can y'all hear me?
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, we got you.
I'm good. I was going to recap on everything, but everybody was already talking about all the people, you know, the couple of people we lost, like, back-to-back.
Yeah.
So I know y'all already know about Drill Service this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then the funeral is Saturday, and then the recap on Cartoon. His service is going to be October the 1st, which is next Saturday. So it's like we almost having a funeral every weekend so far, you know, since Cortez. So I'm just hoping everybody can just pray for all the families right now. Because it seems like the race family kind of getting hit real hard right now. And it's affecting a lot of people, you know, in certain ways, you know.
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, they say they come in threes. Well, hopefully this is it. I don't know. But we just kind of, you know, just keep everybody in prayer because everybody's going through a lot right now. And I'll be posting it again on my page about Joy this weekend. And then I got the information about Cartoon today. And I'll keep it posted, you know, throughout the week. And I'll come back on the show next Wednesday, you know, as a reminder for everybody to know, you know, about the funeral and stuff. And keep Dead in Performance and y'all prayers, please. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do. Yes, Dre, your mic back open, Dre.
Yeah. I'm back in there, man. I had to get out
hiding my dog. Yeah, but man, I don't know, man. Anybody got anything else?
Hey, one thing about that old Cartoon, you could never stop him from laughing.
You can never do what, Dre?
You couldn't never stop that Cartoon laughing, boy. That boy, that'll keep you laughing all.
They must be in the bushes somewhere.
I knew a cartoon. I was a little bitty boy.
It was a cartoon Rage, you know? Watch it come up.
Ah.
I said, it's a cartoon, watch it come up.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Definitely crazy, man.
Yeah, you got to live it up, man. That's all I, you know, that's all I can say, shoot. Got to live it up.
You got to stay prayed up, yeah.
Yeah, that too. That too. Yeah, that's the main thing.
I know.
And after that, you got to live it up.
I could have left here a couple of times today. I'm still here for a reason.
Yeah. Definitely that, man. Definitely
got to. No topic of nuts, man. We got to, you know, we got to spice it up. We can't just have dead time. Now, last week on the show, because Joe, that was a shocking thing that it just transpired. But, I mean, you know. Yeah,
nah,
kind of got to move,
you know,
on. I think he wanted that way. You know, Joe's the life of the party, so I don't think he wanted to just be, you know, quiet for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You sure right about that. He definitely.
Yeah, I seen that Miss Brown a couple of weeks ago, and she looked pretty damn good out there, man. I think a bunch of them Z-bodies going to be kind of scared of that old thing.
You seen, hold up, Joe, you seen what?
I seen that old helper Miss Graham out there doing her thing, and she was doing her thing now.
Not the helper. Nah,
we
trying to get ready.
Hey, you know when Dre say something good, you know when Dre say something good, he still got to say something bad at the same time.
You
know?
Already know. That's why I said it's funny though.
That old helper. That's an old helper, man. You done had that car by 5, 6 years now. That old helper starting to get where she need to be at now.
Yeah, by time.
You fought her for a little while. You finally whooped her ass all the way. Now she right.
Mm-hmm. But I said it, man. I said it a long time ago. Once we get keep our child, man, it's going to be trouble in the land.
And I'm one man that's
trouble
in the land. I want none of that trouble there. No.
Dre, I told you, you're not going to rock me to sleep, man. I knew you landed in the cut on
me. Nah, I'm chilling. Man. I don't know nothing about landing. I'm laying in the cut for my damn self. We ain't fucking with none of that shit over there. Our motherfucker we'll probably try over there Scrapping. Now, I try him. Might not can't fuck with him.
Scrapping's going to be down the rest of the year, man.
I got to leave. Alright, well, I damn sure ain't messing with Miss Graham, nor little Larry on 28. I'm going to stay out of the way. Y'all enjoy y'all rest of the year race. We going to stay out of the way.
Dre said he pointing in another direction, man.
Well, we trying. We took a year out with Miss Graham. She just come back. She was gone the whole year, you forgot? Took a whole year off.
That whole year you've been out. See how much goddamn work you did in that damn car, man, please.
I ain't done nothing to that car, man.
Yeah, I know you ain't. You did enough to it to get the motherfucker where it's at.
I don't know. We hope we go to Alabama, man, and show like we did last time, but we need to finish it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so y'all ain't got to worry about Rick Zane. You ain't got to worry about them 5-inch goddamn Rick Zane.
That's right.
All them.
There you go. The sneaky. We don't worry about the sneaky people. Everybody on the same playing field and, you know, get your man. So,
yeah.
You
had a goddamn Rick Zane out there with that big-ass 5-inch now whooping everybody.
Whooping everybody. We supposed to be in small blocks. Everybody supposed to have small blocks.
Yeah,
pulling away from everybody on the big end.
Mm-hmm.
He had a goddamn 5-inch and that whooping all the head. I said, ooh-wee, that's a dirty motherfucker.
But, I mean, they didn't really tip it small block. They just kind of mentioned it. But once you got in the race, it, you know how they go. They slid in as a ringer.
Yeah, they sure slid him in now.
JP, who you like this weekend?
Man, I don't like nobody.
I like Jesse James.
Yeah,
I like Jesse James.
Yeah.
Talk to me. I like Jesse James.
Kerry, I feel like it's gonna. I feel like if everybody on the A game, man, I don't know. Man, I think it's gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be a tough one.
I like
Jesse
James, homie. Talk to me.
Everybody hollering about Jesse James. Y'all better watch that goddamn Mustang.
I like Jesse James, big homie. Talk to me.
Ooh, that came out.
Oh, Kerry, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know how we do.
Yeah, we can do that. We lock. I take Lucky.
What we doing it for?
Yes.
It don't matter.
All right, we'll do it for $1 or $2. You kind of I got the cover.
Okay, well we do two.
All right,
also
and now they got the race each other.
Listen,
they got the race.
Hold on. Here go TMR Brandon.
Nah.
Come on, TMR Brandon.
Hold up, now you
don't
got in the middle of a lock-in, JP.
Don't.
Come on, man. JP, you got in the middle of a lock-in. Where's your phone at?
Oh, I thought, well, hey,
no,
I thought he was trying
finished,
to get in
sir.
On it, too. Okay.
No,
okay,
he's coming later, just... but let's get one business taken care of first. Now, Kerry, now, we going to do this, who go the furthest, or if they race each other?
Shit, it don't matter. Let's see who go the furthest.
All right.
What's wrong, man?
I got a little speaker on there, but I ain't gonna back up. We bet. You want to go the furthest of the race each other. Listen to him,
okay?
Well, yeah, that's the same thing. Because I've said they see each other in the first round, it's still gonna be the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
$2 over go the furthest.
Yeah.
All right. So one.
All right.
So
come on there.
Saying it's gonna be a Camaro that's gonna win the thing.
There you go. Now, Brandon, what you talking about, Leroy?
Oh, I was just trying to get in and see if we can gamble by round. Because we don't know how they're going to be paired up, so I just want to gamble by round.
Well, just pick your coin before
hey,
cars. Ain't that many rounds. Pick your man.
You know who he wants.
I like
Trigger Man.
I like two of them
cars.
You want I like Uncle Sam and I like Trigger Man.
You can't have two cars
but
and four
he,
cars.
But
he's TMR.
No, that's what I'm saying. We can bet by round.
I tell you what. You like them two cars. I take Jesse and I take Mario. Let's do it like that, 100 and 100. What they
that's
talking about? I like that.
That's a bit. Who that, Larry?
Uh-oh.
You know who the hell it is. You ain't got that big guessing
and
all that old shit.
Hold on. Excuse me, fellas. Y'all got that locked in. Hold up. Now, how you going to knock me and Kerry out the way, and we some gangsters,
man,
we got $200?
Man, get out of my business. Y'all was already took away. Hey, get out of my business. If it took y'all that long to figure out how the hell it's going to go down, that's your problem, brother. Me and that man just locked our shit in, and we good. That's it. That's
what I'm
out.
Saying, you going to knock
man,
our shit out.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that today, homeboy. Chill out.
JP,
yeah,
I need my minutes.
With.
Can I get 30 seconds? Can I get my 30
man,
seconds?
Yeah, come on.
Nothing, man. You can get a whole lot of be quiet. You ain't never been talking this damn much. I don't know what's wrong with you today.
Hey,
I
want to have a negotiation. JP, can I get some negotiation with Kerry?
Hey, Brandon,
it's
ain't
the middle
got
of a
that
lock-in.
Thing, man.
Yeah,
you like
hey,
Uncle Sam?
Hey, we good, Larry. We let him have it. We let him have it.
In the middle of a lock-in,
we ain't going to let him have nothing. We're going to keep talking. We're going to make sure we got the best
thing. Man, Larry. Larry don't want to goddamn. I'm about to mute his mic, huh?
Yeah,
you're
in the middle of a lock-in, man.
Hey, it's Richard
hey,
on
man.
Here, man.
Hey.
I got to make sure I pay Richard, too, man.
That
way he got his money, man.
That man on the job, lock-in, K-Down, man. Y'all need to honor him.
That's right. Now, Kerry, you on the phone?
Yeah, y'all man, they got one goddamn lock-in, and they still at the base.
Oh,
I ain't going to win lock-in. One goddamn race. Me and Brandon did two races, and we do talk about that.
Hey, K-Dog,
go ahead, man. Go ahead.
K-Dog,
I don't want to talk to nobody with Brandon right now. Nobody with Kerry right now. Nobody with Kerry.
Hold on. This some past business. Hold on. So, you remember in the little group thing? Did you send Shotwell that Cash App thing for Richard?
Did I say to Shotwell?
Yeah, Larry said he gave his money to Shotwell.
I don't even know. I don't remember. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't. If I don't remember, I probably didn't do it. But Troy sent Richard the money that Kerry gave him. So if, you know, somebody else owes somebody else money and they're in here locking bets in, I will watch that person. But anyway.
Damn, anyway, man, you ain't paying attention.
Let me know. Hold on with that bullshit, man. Hold on. Hey, hold on. I sent my money from Dallas to Houston. That's why I'm trying to make sure that Richie know where his money at on, boy, and I don't got cash out. I'm going to pay my bill. Richard on the phone.
Hey, Richard on the phone. Hold on.
Right.
Richard, your mic
open.
Why
you sitting there trying to start some bullshit?
I know K-Dog ain't taking, he ain't saying nothing, cause he ain't saying shit.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he ain't your $50. He on 150.
That ain't my fault. Hold up now, Richard. Let me fix you up. Now my car didn't even enter the race, so I didn't even get in the water box, so I don't pay nothing. There's no punk out in the shootout. I just didn't enter. I don't owe nothing, sir.
I thought we covered that in the before the lockout.
If your car didn't enter. If your car didn't enter, you don't owe anything. My car didn't enter.
Yeah, yeah, owe nothing. Right. Yeah, he didn't owe nothing, Richard. I still want mine anyway, though. Shit, fuck that shit.
Yeah, you called me that night, Toby.
Correct.
Oh.
So I don't know what meatball over there talking about. I called him
when we was
in Dallas to see if he was in Dallas and let him know. He said he wasn't in Dallas. I said, I'm going to send the money with Shotwell,
so the money will be up there because I ain't got cash out. You take care of my business. You called me that night.
So, Richard, you was holding this back, and you saw me Saturday and didn't ever mention that. So you was holding
it back. Wait a minute, Richard. Actually, K-Dog, you want to know the truth? I didn't even think about it at all until my wife said, hey, have they paid you yet? And I said, what are you talking about? Then she said that on Monday. And I said, shit, I didn't even ask K-Dog nothing. I'm just fucking
with you. Wait a minute. Your wife was right there with me, too. So y'all kicked it with me the whole night.
K-Dog, my wife ain't going to get in man's business. He ain't going to say shit.
I respect it. I really do.
I don't get in that business.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Richard, she don't get in the business. She just want to make sure that money get paid, though.
Yeah, the only business she got is when you send it, I ain't never see that shit because it went straight in her account. Not my
she got in that business, huh?
Yeah, that's the only business she get in. No, but Brandon paid, too. We all good, but Larry did call me that night in the middle of the night and let me know that how I want to do it, and I told him just that was good the way he told me on the phone.
Hold on, Richard. Have you received your money?
No, not yet.
So in other words, he gave Shotwell his money, and Shotwell had fucked off the money.
Man.
No, my partner ain't fucked off no money, man.
Hold on, here go,
he just ain't
here go Shotwell
Richie.
Right here. Shotwell,
yeah,
you went off with Larry money or what? Shotwell, you run off with Larry money.
He should be able to get no more pools. He ain't straight in the first. Clean your face up first, huh? JP.
Yeah.
JP.
Hey,
that
Larry
money.
Money.
Stop doing what I was doing. Tell Larry he ain't give me no money. What Larry talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Uh-oh.
Hey, man, you know on Facebook they put like 10 pictures on there to people that don't pay their bills, man. Larry don't be that guy.
Y'all need to put Larry's name on there. Larry gave
you
$1. But if you want me to pay a bet for y'all, pay it, Larry. If that's what you want.
If you will, please, sir. So that way it'll clear my name. Can you please No. Get rich in that money, sir. Please.
We're going to put that church. We're going to put the picture standing on the dually. That's the picture I want, Brown. Let's put the picture when you stand up on the stool. So everybody can see the short and everything. I want it. That's what I want, Brown.
Hey.
Get it.
Well, Larry, how much is your bet I got to pay? How much is your bet? My bet is 2,000.
Oh, shit. You on your own with that one.
Hey Richard, how much you charge for interest?
Yeah.
For what?
Interest. It's interest on the bet, ain't it?
Hey, if it's interest, Shotwell gotta pay that cause I told Shotwell before we left. And then guess what? I reminded him, I said, man, did you send Richard that money?
There,
he's like, what money? I said, oh man, here we go.
Your picture going up.
I had to remind my homeboy, man.
You saw me and Richard at the track on the live feed. You could have said, hey, man, get Richard that money from me. You didn't tell me anything. Your picture going up there, buddy.
Standing on top of the dude.
It's going up there.
That's all right.
Hey,
y'all who I'm representing.
Y'all rough on each other.
Hey,
yeah.
Guess who I'm representing? K-Dog Promotion. We do not play. Do not run up.
I almost felt bad enough giving Larry his $100 back. He had to stay there 24 hours to watch that race. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, leave, boy. Shotwell, you see what you got me into already, man?
Hey, man, you
they got
told
me
how
on the do not pay. I do not pay.
Well, Larry, unfortunately, you didn't pay. You asked me to pay your tab. So, I mean, I'll pay for you, but I need to know how much I pay.
So that's where you going? That's how you doing it?
Okay, look. Now, I want to ask you one question. Now, it's a yes or no answer. Ain't nothing else to it. Did you put $100 in my hand at the track? It's just yes or no.
Hey, man,
okay,
we're going to do this on the phone.
Take close.
Well, Shotwell, you know what your question should be? Shotwell, you know what your question should be? Your question should be asking Richard, what is his PayPal or his Cash App? This is your question should be, man. Clean your face up, man. That's what your question should be. Sick of y'all on these for running around here on people and jumping in the cameras. Straighten your face up, man. Sick of
this. Hey, Shotwell, that's all right. Let's get the Hell in the Damn shirt on and take us a picture, and we're going to fix this.
Boy, you
20
guys,
seconds. Let's see how that turned out.
Hey, y'all very lucky amount of up here tonight.
Hey, Richard.
Y'all people ain't shit. You know that? What Richard
at? I'm right here.
Hey Richard, I guess Larry want me to pay it for you for send your Cash App once we're over with.
All right, I'll send my wife's Cash App to your messenger or whatever.
Okay. Hey Larry, there's gonna be interest on that last because Frank tell me about it, so I need this plus a little more.
I got you, brother. I got you. Just chill and be still.
Right.
Hey
on.
Brandon.
Hey,
Brandon,
Leroy, you still on this? Tag Larry to that picture I just sent you.
Larry.
Tag Larry to that picture I just sent you. Larry.
Hey, Brandon, you do that? Hey, Brandon, don't get into that, Brandon. Brandon, do not get into that, man. Shit gonna go bad. Me and you, all right. You got your money when you beat me. So, if you do anything that man that meatball ass you to do, homeboy, it's going down. I'm just telling you that now. I know this is a recording show, so I just know. Just let you know. Don't
Come
let bad news beat you on, man. That's all I'm going to tell you. Because it's a recording show.
Man, got slime and ice machine, man. Slime and ice machine.
don't let bad news beat you on, man.
Now, can I see you tell
I don't want no smoke, Larry.
No, man. Listen, bro, I know you is not still talking about this one locked-in race, and y'all ain't got nothing understood. All right, go ahead, man. We're only going to let you out of your chair and get out.
Larry Lapin. Let me talk to Kerry. Larry Lapin. Let me talk to Kerry. I don't want to talk to you right now. Kerry, are you still
on? Hold on, Kerry. Yeah, I'm representing K-Dog Promotion, too, so y'all know that. Yeah.
Hey, boss, I would gamble $200, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. We would be, like, we was at the boat or the casino, we would be in the high roller section, correct? Because everybody else is 100 and under, right? So I don't understand how the low roller come in here and try to push us out the way, and we got a gangster bet on who go to fuzzy with the $200 up. So I don't understand. I mean, if you took offense to us, I understand, but I took offense to us because how can a guy come in here with a $100 bet on one car, on one race, get us out the way? We high rollers, man. We high stakes high rollers.
Actually,
you know
we bet our $200 made our $200.
All right, Kerry. So stand up in there with me, Kerry. I just need you to stand up in there with me one time. Because Larry Lapin.
Bow down.
Okay.
346-8784. You might go.
Yeah, this street trooper. I just over here dying laughing. I want to tell Zero to stay out of family business, man. They, you know, let them say that, you know, you can't get into family affairs, Zero. I already got jumped on. I already about that, man. You got to stay out of family affairs. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, man. Hey, I sure appreciate it, man. I'm going to stay out of their business, man. I don't want no smoke.
Now, with
hey,
that
man,
being said, Leroy, can we get some gamble?
Man, K-Dog,
I really like both of them cars, so that's why I was trying to see how they was going to match up. When we see how they match up, let's be round for round on how they match up. I know who you are.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
That way you
won't
be talking about
what I'm... Line.
You
better
you
get
that camp shit.
You know his understanding is bad, Brandon. Then he going to...
He right.
Like you don't
let's
know
do it. Let's do it with Larry
look,
not at.
There
Leroy.
You go.
You know what we doing. Well,
yeah,
with Larry
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
You know what that's at.
All right. See, that's the wordplay. You know how we do it. And then when it's time to pay, he ain't going to remember how we did.
Where they can't find us at, Leroy. Where they can't find us at, Leroy. You know where we going.
In the bushes. Yeah.
In the bushes.
Well.
Yeah.
What they call it, Mexico. Go to Mexico.
That's right. But we can run free, you know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. I ain't seen anything. Man, what a gap, man. Everybody do getting that gamble on. I got a little old topic. I'm trying to see what happened.
Come on with it.
Man, finish. Oh, you do with your little $200.
No, I'm
bet
done. I'm done.
To lose.
I just hope Richie get his money. I'm done. I hope Richie get his money. I'm done. Now. Go ahead.
hey, Richie, who you like getting them four cards, Richie?
Huh? Oh, okay. You say what?
Richie. What'd he say?
What do you
say? Like Richard?
Which four cars is it?
Uncle Sam, Mario, Backstabber, and Jesse James.
Man, I like Mario on that deal.
Hey, man.
I'll let your boy too.
Hey, that motherfucker's gonna kill all of
them. Which one?
Well, Dre.
Backstabber just made a hit. That's something gonna kill them all.
Man, he busted ties and then he had to back and do it again. He did it again,
and that motherfucker.
He hit the tie. He just got put out.
Yeah, he hit
like
the ties on the first one.
Well, he ain't gonna hit no ties when it's up for the money.
Hey, man, can't nobody do nothing wrong.
Can that car make that many passes in a row without burning up, though?
Whoa.
A lot of passes for that car to make without burning up. I'm going to go back on me.
Did he put it back on me?
Ouch.
832-7829, your mic open.
Well, y'all already know Ryan going to lean on that motherfucker. Ryan going to lean on that.
Well, you know he got to do that. I was going to have to do some leaning, Dre. Shit. And the boy rolling.
JP, who you like?
I mean, I don't like nobody. I'm going to get the fence on this one. I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't know.
Awesome sound,
I don't know who to go with.
This is a good gambling race, man. It's a good gambling shootout.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is a toss-up.
It
is a toss-up.
That
Mustang
all
the
ass.
I ain't got to look at
that. Ain't nothing
JD,
the boy gonna
JD, who you like? JD.
Yo.
Who you like?
Man. Day. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
JJ.
Shywell. Who you like,
Shywell? JJ.
JJ.
Yeah,
you're going to
be a JJ.
You got to prove me.
You got a friend
they
in going, me.
They going over that fucking Phillips, man. They not over here playing with little boys in the playground. They playing with some
I don't know, Dre. Last weekend, JJ looked pretty goddamn good all weekend.
Hey, man, that was last weekend. Can they look that same good up there?
I ain't gonna say much,
but JJ looked good on a marginal track, though. On a marginal track.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying he looked good at the most SRP.
Yes.
When he gone goddamn 1,000-some miles away from home. So,
like
yeah,
I don't, if anybody want to bet, I'll take Mario for
100. I take Jesse James, they meet each other, Rich.
All right, we do that.
For that 100, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't meet each other, I don't owe you nothing, Richard, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
You got me now?
I can hear good.
Okay.
Ain't a lot of background noise. That's not. Hello. I got
okay,
you.
Okay,
cool.
Hey,
cool. Give me
They're going to meet first round. They're going to meet first round.
Hey, we're good.
832-1601, your mic open.
Rich, we locked.
Yeah.
We locked, Rich.
Rich.
Yeah.
What up,
Richard?
JP?
What's
up, D? You what? I say, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, send me your cash app and bet 100 JJ go further than Mario.
No, I got 100. That's good.
Oh, okay. Hey, send me that cash app, though.
I will, yeah.
Okay.
Hell, I got to get home and get it for my wife, man. I don't have no cash app. Man, I ain't that fucking paid.
Me either. No, I don't feel bad.
I just told you, I don't see that money.
Big D, your mic open. What you got, brother?
I'm trying to see what y'all talking about, what's going on, man. Who got the street car on here wants to smoke? Because I want to smoke with a street car.
Oh. For a street car. You look for Shotwell then.
One night stand.
Wow.
MLK. Whenever you ready.
I tell you what, drive it down to run on JLK and sky's the limit. With AC.
No.
Yeah,
my man can't leave the county. He can't leave Jefferson County.
I'm talking about a true street car, full interior, 8-turn horn, lights, all that type of shit.
I got a Seville.
Like, if it's a street car, license, insurance, and tag, I want to smoke.
Well, we got it. You just can't leave Jefferson County. You
got
to come down here.
Yeah, it ain't no street car. That's what I'm saying. We get on the highway and drive somewhere. That's what I got.
Well, the owner can't leave Jefferson County, man. That's just what it is, man.
Well, you
can't cross the
street. You get in the owner car and drive it then.
Huh?
You get in the owner car and drive it then.
Oh, no. I don't drive no more. I retired.
Okay. Well, you should drive it then, Dre. Go to my daily driver. Any daily driver, I want all the smoke.
Okay. We don't have one of those.
I retired Larry after two losses. because nobody else was running. So, shit, I went to say this shit.
Come to Jefferson County, got action, sir.
You didn't blow the nose out of Larry.
Yeah, I retired.
Okay. Made him spit that toothpick out. He got mad and spit that toothpick out.
Huh?
Kato.
Go ahead.
Let's see if Scrappy wants some smoke with us now then. Shit, that's the I was scared of Lil Larry and scared of you, but I'll try Scrap.
He's going to be down the rest of the year. When he come back up, he probably do something.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he'll probably be coming back up at the same time.
I was scared of that goddamn Larry. I don't want to fall for that.
JP.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do Glass Man be on here?
No, he don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew he had a street car too, so I said he wants to smoke.
Nah, he sold it.
Hey, Dion, what about Rick?
When Al fucked him up over there in Crawford, now he sold that motherfucker, Dion.
Yeah.
Nah, he just went back to the speed shop and said, go fast. I want Al too, for all his little buddies to get in touch with him. I've been passing by his shop. He had a nose and all that.
Pass down here to Jefferson County. Pass over there.
Now, why are you going to tell me because I got the baddest motherfucker in court here right now, man?
Because I don't like the way you talk.
Yeah, because that's why. Because I don't like the way you talk. That's why I said that.
Well, I've been knocking on people's doors and putting them in people's shops, and I ain't got no answer back.
Hey, another Rick and Al. 18-wheeler Rick and Al. No, it's another one. Like the hours was on the day.
Yeah, it blew up. It went over the overpass and blew up.
Oh.
Yeah. We just had one guy crush a whole car. They crushed the shit out of this little Toyota Camry right now on the Bellway in Fonzie.
Now, somebody got a video of it coming off the freeway down by the red light, and it didn't blow up.
Man, hey, y'all, I ain't mean to cut y'all off. I just looked on DFW scanner an hour ago up there. It's another 18-wheeler wreck that done happened about an hour ago up there.
Yeah. It came off the, you seen the video of it?
No. That was 2 days ago. It's another one that just happened an hour ago today.
Yeah, it came off the freeway and it blew up when it came over the top of the freeway?
Yeah, that was 2 days ago. That happened the other day. But they saying it's another one that they're working the scene right now. So that's three in the last 3 weeks. So it's a whole nother 18-wheeler. Hey, B.
Yeah.
Are they doing construction over there, sir?
Man.
No.
Yeah.
He said it was just wide open. He didn't say nothing about no construction. He said it just wide open right there.
That's crazy.
Puppy, I know what we can do. I know what me and you can do, Puppy. I just thought about it. We can race our beach crew.
No. You know what we can do? You know what we can do? We can run Miss Graham and Lil Larry. You drive and I drive.
Man, we can run them beach crews, man.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. That's what we can do.
Man, I put a little motor on.
Besides yourself drawing down on people, homeboy.
Man, listen, he said he be. I talked to him. Say, what you doing? I'll give him a little 2 miles in a exercise. I want to see if he pump faking or what. He get on his beach crew. I got one with a little lawnmower motor on it. We can run. I come on MLK, just to count it, whatever. I drive that motherfucker down there. I want some smoke
lock
on
in.
MLK.
Lock in. I'm ready. Come on out.
I'll be there in the morning.
Okay. I'll be waiting on you.
You want me to stop at Shippers and get some donuts and some milk?
Nah,
I know you like those donuts.
We'll go straight to Shippers after the race.
You want me to stop at Krispy Kreme?
No, we go to Shippers after the race. We just race all the way to Shippers from the MLK.
That guy's big ass Shippers. Gonna have to take a shit, D. That's what I'm saying. He likes some sausage. I'm gonna get him a chocolate milk and some white milk. God damn.
That motherfucker said he ain't gonna be president. He getting both of them.
Yeah, he lactose intolerant. I'm gonna get him some. He always keep out here poking. He out here poking his check out Larry Pickett on motherfucker. Hey, I'm gonna get in his league. He said somebody talked to him. He said, I'm in the weight room. I'm in the garage. I'm on the bike. Doing all this pump fake. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna come on right on down to the mall and see what's up. Then we put on some boxing gloves and go around too. Check it all.
Hey,
in the bad thing, man, you don't even see no results behind that bullshit.
You know
what I'm saying? Billy bigger than mine. And then I'm going to take your domino game. I'm going to bring your domino for two.
I thought it was a race counter, man. JP, get control of these
cars, man. Spotted in the motherfucker.
That man trying to lock you in. However he can.
I decline. What happened to Larry's topic? What happened to your topic, Larry?
Okay, here you go.
We got it real down somewhere?
No, you didn't hear it.
No bullshit. Here you go. Boy, that nigga dangling with that button, ain't he?
And I just like when everybody pay attention to me, Dre. That's how I go there. But I'm just counting. But y'all, we know y'all IQ real low.
They come up with this topic.
I got a question. Okay, since everybody say like the new shootout, the new grudge racing or whatnot. Okay, just say you in a shootout, 4-car, 8-car, 16-car shootout. You make it to the final. Okay, we ain't gonna say like the 5,000, 2,000. Just say if you going for 10 or better. Would you, if the person come up to you, I mean, if the cars is still compatible, both of them running about the same, whatever. So, if the person come to you, split the pot up, would you go to the person, split the pot up, would you run for
6-40. 6-40. 6-40. The winner takes 6-40.
No, but
lose 6-40.
So would you race it down or would you run for the money?
Listen, get a fan something to do 60-40 or 70-30. I'm glad you asked that. 2K one night we was out there. It was a $10,000 purse. 2K had the fans for his trans rate went whole. You know what he got? Zero. You know what the other one got? The car was willing to give him $7,000, take $3,000, $4,000, $3,500, get $6,500. But you know what he ended up getting? Zero. Trans rate went whole. Couldn't build a proof. So when you're in a scenario like that and you running for some free money, you know you got the fastest car. But anything can happen, you see what the odds is. Let them get, whoever gets the trophy in a little check.
Just first depends on the person I'm running. Depends on the person I'm running.
Well, yeah,
that's what I say too,
okay,
Rich.
You say
what,
Rich?
That's what I say too, Rich. For me, it depends on the person I'm running. If I want to get in their ass, you don't know I ain't going to split.
If you're all right with me, then absolutely I'll split. But if not, you know, it depends on the person I'm running. If I want to get in your ass, no, I ain't going to split. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. But I like that. I'm going to go with that. But they go both ways. Zucca had him covered. Everybody I knew he had him covered. Trans break went whole. He couldn't build up the boost. So he ended up getting zero, and he could have got 6,500. And the man would have got 3,500.
Oh, no, that's what I say, you know, depends on the person I'm racing. If you're a smart ass, like if you come to me and demand something, no, we ain't split. But if we cool and all,
you know, I don't mind splitting, but if you're an asshole, no, no, I'm gonna try to get in your ass pocket. You're gonna get mine, one to two.
Okay, so even if they come to you, Richard, and want to split the pie, I mean, just if you fool with them or not, I know what you say you don't fool with. So even if you don't really fool with them, but if you want to split the pie, you won't split it. You just gonna go ahead and ask. Fuck out and turn
it. You know, like I said, it depends on the, you know, if I don't like the dude, then I ain't gonna split, or you know, if you're cool, then I split. But sometimes, you know, like if we're rushing the grudge race, and I want to race in the grudge race, you wouldn't race me, and we need to shoot up. No, I'm not gonna split with you because I'm gonna try to get your ass that way.
Okay, just say you cool with the person, and y'all cars running about the same. It could be anybody ball game. Would you go to him and ask to split it, or if he don't come to you? And you don't go to him, you just gonna run up. Or would you go to him and ask for stick?
Would I go? I put the people on ass first before the split.
Yeah.
Okay. You do this? You know, I just told you, there, you do the 60-40, you give him a little piece of paper and a token.
We usually do like a 70-30, but you know what I mean? Like when I split, I always tell them 70-30 or whatever. You know what I mean?
If you go to them, you do the 70-30, or if they come to you, then you would tell them, yeah, I'll split it if we do 70-30.
And it really don't matter, because the winner's going to get the most of the money anyway, so it's just y'all agreed upon something.
Yeah, correct.
It don't matter who come to who. If you agree upon it, the winner gonna win most of the money. Yeah, because the fans want to see the race. All I'm saying is, hey, man, we're compatible. I'm low on nice and bought my fuel. I'm tired. It's late. Let's just get the fans some. You can get the trophy and the little tech to stand in front of him. He'll visit him, done it. It's like you got all the money, but we know really what we need is a trailer. And you just got on the go to get a fan some. Because you're running for free money at the end of the day. Like you said, if you're all right with it, if I don't like you, I'm trying to add $5 more on top of the money. See, about
Leroy, what you say about that?
But you're talking over with your camp person, then you just see what they say. But I feel like free money, you running for the promoter money, why the fuck you won't come there? Why you won't get it? Fuel.
No, because a lot of times, I mean, I don't know. I believe in karma. A lot of times you be like an asshole like that and say, nah, I ain't gonna split, and then something happened to your fucking car. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I still remember a perfect instance with Chris Palmer and Javier. It was a small tire shootout. I mean, Javier went to Chris Palmer and asked him to split, and Chris Palmer said, hell no, I'm not a split. Well, Chris Palmer went to start his car and it wouldn't start. So he went home with no money.
Damn.
And Javier took it all home. You know, sometimes if you don't do that shit, it's bad luck, you know. But like I said, if I want to kick your ass and you won't grudge race me and I meet you in the shootout, then we ain't splitting. We're going to run for it all.
I was in the church on Holiday.
Well,
I was in the church on Holiday.
Old car shootout just a couple of years ago. And we was talking about splitting with a motherfucker, and one man said no, the other said yeah. I said, fuck it, we just going to beat their ass like we need to.
So you'll be willing to split, Drake?
Well, if I know I can't beat that motherfucker, yeah, yeah.
Well, if you can beat him, you're going to want it all.
If I could beat his motherfucking ass, yeah, yeah, we're going to split the goddamn money.
Oh, no.
Hey, so
what
Jack, let me ask you a question.
The question is, how do you know when you can beat a motherfucker? Because anything can happen.
Well, okay. Take y'all for instance. I know goddamn well we ain't got a shot in hell against nothing y'all got over there. So, we in hell, we'll try to run y'all. We'll be like, hey, man, let's split. And if y'all say no, well, hell, that means I hope the car don't start. Or just like Richard said, I hope that motherfucker don't start. That way we'll win it all.
So, hey, Richard Jackson, so if you ever lined up with us towards Ms. Graham, Little Larry, whatever, and you don't split, that mean you don't like us?
No, I don't. I don't see
I don't see y'all not, you know, like I said, if I try to grudge race you and you tell me no, we ain't grudge race, and then I meet you in the shootout, it's different. You know what I mean? But I don't see Graham or you saying no, you don't want to grudge race somebody. But that's what I'm saying. Not if you go in there with an attitude like tell me, motherfucker, you going to split or something? No, I ain't gonna split with your ass. I'm gonna just try to tear your ass up and see what happens.
I can dig. No, but I'm saying, I like to rep some promoters, rep across their motherfucking head. Sometimes they do their false ass advertise, you know, like one of the dudes on their name, K-Dawg. So if anytime I get in their motherfucking pocket, man, let's split them, let's get them. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind splitting it because it ain't our money anyway.
So Dion, you call your homeboy a janky promoter?
Nah, but I'm just saying, but if I can get his money, I'm going to get it.
Oh. You know, I probably
he's the only person saying something when I said something about street race. He's the first one to start talking, so it means he like my money. So I like him.
And that's a fact.
What do they say? All money's green.
That's right. Now, but this person who called me a janky promoter made one pad and got $2,000 just by making one pad. This person. By putting $200 up, made one pad and got $2,000. Free money.
We ain't gonna leave this alone to the back channel instead of the front channel. Cause I'm still owed 150 for a pass. I ain't even get in.
Lord. Well, you shouldn't have got all them damn classes.
Somebody still owe me 150 right now.
You got 2,000, sir, for one pass.
I still need about 150 for something I ain't participating in.
What Troy was you there? Because that was Troy's shootout. It wasn't mine. That was Troy's shootout there. I'm controlling the game.
God damn, you took the stand already, boy. You better do nothing.
Yeah, see. You got to be 21, sir. I told you earlier. I'm talking about
you taking the stand.
Yeah, somebody got to be 21.
But I'm talking about you just sit the stand. It's Troy Jackson. But we know I'll do nothing with you. Shit.
I'm just
we know
promoter, sir.
man, call the man Coleman name. Goddamn.
It was
do that
Troy's
shootout,
man. Troy, hit you in. That's the rate you win.
Nah, that could have been Big Jason's shootout. Jason, who I had the money to.
Oh.
Yeah, Ms. Rogers. Matter of fact, I had Ms. Rogers. So, you know what I'm saying? You should have taken the stand, though.
Well, hey man, I gotta clear my name, man. I gotta keep my face card, sir.
Hey, so that's what they say down there in the county when you go over and sit on that, you go over there telling them you just talk to them in the private room and talk clear your name. We call it hell, we wrong.
Hey, man, we talking about raising the shootout, sir. I don't know.
Man, we just see, right now. We see who'll take the stand.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's cool. I'll take all that. We just know Hell at the Dell is going to be a good, clean race. We're not going to beat nobody out their money. We're not going to stiff them. And we're going to pay them $2,000 for one pass. And they're going to gladly accept it.
Please.
You already got me wearing a shirt saying I don't pay, so Hell at the Dell it is.
Well, where's Leroy? Yeah. Leroy never commented on this subject.
I'm right here.
What's the question?
No, remember Leroy said he ain't getting that family business. Going back on mute.
No, this is about the shootout, Sweeper.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, it's about the shootout.
No,
70. It was a 70,
I agree with Rich.
Yeah.
Like 70-30. 70-30 was cool. I mean, shit, ain't no point of both of y'all not walking out of there with nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And anything for the promoters to have to pay to get out and not paying.
Yeah. Well.
Crack oil down so we can't finish. It's too late, we can't finish. So anything to make the promoter pay. I'm down with me. Mm-hmm. I take 20-80. I take 10-10 just make the promoter pay.
Hey, but what would happen if the promoter makes a stip that you can't split till the finals?
Mm-hmm. The promoter, really? Honestly,
he can't make
that ain't
call.
Even the promoter business. It ain't his business.
As long as, you get the fans what they want, they come out for the race.
Yeah. Don't nobody even got to know y'all split, but y'all.
But what I'm saying is, can a promoter stip that you can't split on his race until the final?
Yeah, he can stip that.
How can he stip that? You know what we talking about in our trailer.
Listen to me. If he got to pay the money out
somebody
before the finals.
Somebody underwater or something.
Yeah. No,
how could you say what we're gonna do in our trailer when we're talking among ourselves?
Okay, but listen. Okay, so you gonna have to trust whoever win that shootout to pay all them spots back. If you're not gonna let the promoter handle it, you gotta hope whoever win pay all them spots back that you're saying y'all want to pay back.
Yeah, an unfair man will, but a promoter ain't got nothing to do but hand that cash and get kicked in his ass. That's it. That's all his job is.
But I don't know why you were split other than the final four.
Yeah, the final two anyway. I mean, the last two, I wouldn't even go back there.
Some people go to the track just hoping for a split. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you get in a shootout for free and it's free money, why wouldn't you want your nicest bottle of steel for free, your gas money, your hot dogs, and your tuna you got to pay every time? Who would want?
I don't mind splitting at the finals or the final four, but anything other than the final four, then to me, I mean, you got to have a little pride in what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's most definitely.
Okay, Richard.
You know, like I said, some people show up just for a split. Hoping for a split.
Yeah, and they got one of them on the phone. Richard, let me tell you what happened. You know, my last Hell in the Dale Gangs on Swing Day shootout, I paid $10,000 to win, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I had 5 cars left in the shootout, but the track conditions got horrible, and I didn't want a chance somebody going to wreck their cars, right?
And so you didn't want to pay it out.
I paid the full $10,000, right? I paid 5 cars $2,000 for making a pass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm saying that I paid 5 spots back, the whole complete pot. Now, I could have just said, hey, man, you know, y'all take a little something and go home. Y'all didn't give us really nothing to see. Every car made one pass.
Yeah, I remember that race.
Yeah.
That's the race where the weather was cold.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that. And they only made one pass.
That's right.
That would come from a jackass promoter not paying attention to the weather. Put the news on, motherfucker, next time.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Keep your mic open.
Well, they
rough.
That was some real shit right there.
214-588 on your mic, man.
How long you been holding that in?
He should have
ducked
a little out of the tin and bought
him
some cable and watch TV and watch
news. Hey, K-Dot, real talk, man. That was some G shit right there. That was some stand-up promoter shit right there, man.
Thank you.
I like that, man.
I'm glad somebody realized it, you know.
Yeah, there was some stand-up guys out there slip and slide, motherfucker, that needed their money no false advertising. So you got to wait this year without taking promoters.
Hit another weekend
like that again,
motherfucker. Trust me, I'll fix that, buddy. That's fixed.
So my question is, did the fans get a rain check that night?
Every car went down one. I tried to.
Well, I know when you get a goddamn rain check, when they give you a rain check, you can't use that motherfucker at no event. You got to use it as a goddamn testing tool, mate.
Yeah, I ain't never been able to use one yet. For nowhere.
And that rain check shit ain't nothing. That's just bullshit.
Well, all I do is tell the promoter they better start paying attention to the weather and change their month then. Get away from tornado season, rain, and cold. Pick a summer month.
God damn. I still got a rain check hanging on my wall for the MLK race. And when I told Dean, I said, can we reuse this next year? He said, no, because this is the last event for the MLK. It was the very last one. So we didn't get to use it at all.
So why are you even handing it to you? He just handed you some shit.
I had one for one of them Papathons. See, I still ain't used. You know how long ago that was.
Good Lord.
Hey, and then they tell you ain't no more MLK Day race, but they got a new race called King's Day. So what's the difference?
Who does it? That's why I say every chance you get the promoter to dig in his pocket, give him the motherfucker. The motherfucker don't miss. They for they dinner right now for the top show host ran into the wild because the motherfucker was looking at him. I still ain't 48 yet. Motherfucker might be 49 by the time I make it over there. I might be 49 in age or something. See.
Oh, I'm going to be there on the back page with them. All I know is the back line is going to be lit. I sure wish I could be there. I know the back line is going to be lit. That's all I know. I'm going back.
You know. I don't think the back line is accepting no new members right now. We probably going to open back up at the beginning of the year and start letting a few new ones in that room. Right now, I'm fooling with you. I don't need no more on that motherfucker right now.
Larry, you gonna let him take a show like that, Larry?
Hey, Sean.
No, I've just been telling him we got the live on the show.
What up?
That motherfucker's taking all our applications.
Time out. Hey, Larry, hold on. Time out. I didn't ask Vernon Shotwell Jr. to say goddamn. I mean, Jermaine Shotwell to say shit. Where you get that from,
man? That was Brandon, man. You better start some shit, right? That was Brandon.
Hey,
man.
Hey, well, hold up. I tell you what, that nigga can't come on the show no more. Now, I, we open that street sweep. You can take Brandon place.
Okay, tempo.
Yeah, just call tomorrow by 8:53. Now after 9 o'clock, you won't
get home. Going down.
No. I'm going to let him call at 8:53. That way he can get in. Because after 9 o'clock, that motherfucker fool. Ain't nobody got no more lines. Yeah. That Dallas motherfucker that was just on here popping out at the chopper.
Whoa.
Don't let him on there no more.
Oh.
Fuck
him.
Damn.
Oh. Wow.
What's up?
Yeah. How long you been holding it in?
I thought this was.
Hey man, I've been holding that in for a while. Whoa. I've been wanting to let Brandon know about this show. Fuck it.
Good.
I thought this was a second show.
I ain't never had no love for no motherfucker out of Dallas.
I thought this was a second show,
hey.
JP.
Just because this is a Texas show don't mean everybody from Texas goddamn get along.
That's true. But I thought they can voice their opinion on the show. I didn't know.
They can voice their opinion and they can stay the hell off our back line. They can do all that.
You're right, Dre.
No,
you
still out here. Hold on. Let me stop Mr. Rogers before I put him off the motherfucker.
Okay. Go ahead, Dre. I'm listening.
No, we can't goddamn keep K-Dog off this motherfucker. He's a mediator on that shit. When I get to saying them words, hey, when I get to telling them niggas about their goddamn producer lies and shit, they be doing that motherfucker K-Dog say, ho, what that mean, sir?
Well, she gonna ride.
Yeah, well, I know what it mean tonight.
Now,
what y'all let,
y'all let Willie One Bone on here and bash my promoting skills, and nobody said nothing. Everybody was laughing.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
He did a good job tonight, J-Dawg. He did a good job.
Hey, that's family business. We ain't got no business getting in there.
Yeah, but he, you know, he made one shakedown and he got my money, Drake. And that wasn't even cool. Made one pass and got my money.
Said, man,
look, you know the shootout didn't go. Look at you. I knew it.
Are you saying a homeboy would have offered you your money back?
Yeah, he just said, hey, man, don't worry about it. You know, you give me about $500. As soon as I get it right up there, 2,000, he was right there.
Boy, that time y'all had that little huddle up meeting over there, and goddamn, M.O. told you, man, you want your money back, I'll give you all your money back. I ain't about no goddamn money. It's about the man not knowing, not paying attention. That was a real grud right there. That was some grud talk.
But look, I did, when I got to him, I said, well, man, what about? He said, man, you paid everybody else, huh? I said, yeah, well, I want mine. I said, all right.
So I'm in bar.
I had to straighten him, man.
You tried, though. You tried.
I tried, Pete. So you paid everybody else.
Oh, shit.
Hey, get out. Get out. Will you pay him? Right after you paid him, did you say camp shit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Did I pay him what?
Did you say camp shit right after you? Did you say
no.
to yourself, boy, that's some camp shit? Like you always
no,
say
said,
after
no.
you lay it down?
I said bullshit on that one, Street Sweep.
Okay.
I had my words mixed up. I was a little, a little dizzy at that moment.
Yeah, 10 vote.
Yeah, I was a little dizzy. I'm
boy, that
nobody
last,
said
hey,
don't worry about it.
That last goddamn grud Ray K-Dawg had, I don't think he really liked that motherfucker because it was supposed to have been just a test and tune night. That night wasn't even supposed to have been no grud Ray.
It wasn't
happening, what you talking about when he ran, what's the name? Out of D-Top?
Yeah, when he run that Mustang down there, that Mustang over there at HMP. Yeah, that was supposed to be all testing soon night, and that shit ended up being a real live grub race. Which hell, I enjoyed it because they went down through that shit.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't be mad. I got to go with my camp now. I'm going to go around with my camp. We talk about discussing whether I don't like it or not, but we're going to get it. You know, we discuss it and get to the business.
Nah. It was pretty damn good. I ain't gonna lie, I enjoyed the race because y'all went on down. Both of y'all cars went down through that shit. Hey, that's this race.
Mm-hmm.
But you ran that pro mod. See, that was a goddamn pro mod.
Yeah, but we didn't know, Dre. A lot of things we were supposed to
all fiberglass motherfucking car, man. That bitch is a pro mod.
Yeah, they got away that night.
And a motherfucker with a Mustang, you damn near got a pro mod.
Leroy got, he gone. He's a run Leroy off the show.
That's a damn pro mod. He got two little lightweight ass, fox body ass Mustang. Man, please.
Shame.
They need to outlaw them goddamn Mustangs. Let everybody get Novas and Camaros and shit like that. Chevilles.
Anyway, I'll handle them. Ain't nobody gonna have them heavy Chevilles, Dre.
Yeah, have them cars. They smashing them motherfuckers now.
Hey, them new
the sad thing in the '80s and nineties, that's all you seen was a fucking Camaro. You know.
Yep.
You know, back in '89, that's all you seen was Camaros. But
that's all
like,
you saw was Camaros over. Now you see any goddamn little bit ass, small, light ass Mustang.
Well, Ford come out with that something they had to compete, they come out with the perfect car. How you think they're whooping everybody with smaller motors? They whooping
new build ass Chevelle, though. Let them motherfuckers make a race car out of that and see what happens.
What? What's he doing?
Right away.
Who got the babies up this late, man? It's school tomorrow, man. They need to put their baby to sleep.
Baby gonna get ready for school tomorrow, Jay?
Yeah. See, I would hope so. The way he's talking. Hey, man, wait. Say, Kate, I'll show the $50,000 race before your race then, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all going to Alabama win. That's October the what? That's early October.
Yeah, the first weekend of October, October 6, 7, and 8.
There you go.
6, 7, and 8. Well, all I can tell y'all, go down there and do your thing, baby boy. That's what I can say. Everybody
appreciate
go down
you.
And
appreciate
do your
you.
Thing.
What? What you want?
I'm trying to go down there and take care of the business. Come on back home.
Say whatever happened to High Roller? That motherfucker ain't around no more.
Yeah, it's still around. They whooped it. He got whooped the other night.
Oh, what's he?
They just brought it back out.
You run
some little car called Toxic, hit the car.
Yeah, we need to get out here and get our licks back with them faggots.
Oh, I got him. I beat High Roller.
496-283. Mic open.
I need that lick back with them.
Say, JP. Hello?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Where your homeboy Big Precious at?
Oh,
not Big Precious.
Yeah,
man,
you gonna
Precious, man.
You gonna fuck around,
man,
and make change his name.
Man, I'm trying to get the smoke with it, man.
Let the shout.
Hey,
Shockwell, that's his name.
Shockwell. What's Shotwell at? Shotwell.
Big Pressure on here.
I'm trying to see if he wants some smoke at the hell of the deal.
Uh-oh.
Where Larry?
Larry done fell
Everybody
off.
Everybody gone.
Oh, Larry done fell off.
Shotwell
still on. Yeah, Shotwell still on.
Shotwell, get
who
to the rocket.
Who are that looking
with
Shotwell, man?
Who are they
trying to get
Shotwell? It's that Nova out of Fort Arthur.
Silent
Arthur.
Killer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you talking about that Vega, that dude used to have that Vega.
Hey, Ron, he driving, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's light-eyed Ron.
Nah, that's the owner of the car right there, though.
Oh, that's his brother, ain't it? I remember that Nova used to run back in the day when goddamn the other dude had it. I ain't seen it in years.
He trying to show Shockwell what he's doing now.
Well, Shockwell, oh, get out there. I'm going to show you, Ron.
Uh-oh.
I can't speak for Shockwell, baby boy.
Oh. Big Precious.
Cool.
That boy say, that boy. Boy, come on, say what Big Precious is.
Second time, you know what? That's the second time he's on the show, man. Coming sideways like that too. I'm starting to think he is getting precious.
Big Precious. He on the show. He's holding the phone up.
I'm texting him now. So he can.
Hey,
he must be clicked on.
After a certain time, his wife will snatch that phone from him.
Oh.
It's 9 o'clock yet?
Yeah, it's 9.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, he'll snatch the phone, man.
Oh, damn. Well, he ain't got the answer tonight. I'll catch him next week. He probably eating his Wheaties right now.
Yeah, she probably snatched that phone after 9 o'clock. It's over. That's why Larry fell off,
damn,
too.
Who snatched his phone?
I mean, I don't know who snatched his phone, too.
I say Vic Precious. Goddamn.
Man, I ain't heard nobody call him that never. That was a disrespect. That was a real disrespect.
Vic waited Precious on him once he said it, too. He waited on him once he said it, too, Dre.
Yeah, he waited on him. That's that Port Arthur way of doing things. They, when motherfuckers born out of Port Arthur shit, they live a ruling life in Port Arthur, boy. Better know what you're getting into when you fuck with them.
Yeah, we kind of don't take too much bullshit laying down, I guess.
Well, they'll lay down, man. Don't say they won't lay down. Don't tell that goddamn lie. I've seen a few of them.
I went too hard. I went too hard, Dre. I went too hard with
you. Yeah, you can't relive it too stuffy. That's
Oh, okay. My bad. I tried some.
Now, out here in Phil Ward, we don't do no laying down. We do a lot of standing up now.
Oh, Lord. Now, there you go.
I mean, I ain't tell you no lie.
Okay, boss. I ain't saying this.
Where we lay down at? Hold on. Where we lay down at out here?
I don't know. I can only speak from where I'm from, Drew. I can't speak from where you from, sir.
Man, I ain't listening. Only time I ever laid on the ground was sitting on the seat, got my ass. That's it. I ain't never had to lay down. But them Port Arthur boys, they laid eyes. They laid eyes for you.
Goddamn Big Precious.
Man, he called him that or what? He did that. Say, well, hey, K-Dow, where Glenn at, man? Glenn ain't been out in a minute.
The turbo car, Glenn?
Yeah.
He was out there this weekend. He was in
the
shootout.
He got a black front end on it now, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, Glenn. Shit, I don't know which one of y'all put off the people for that boy up to see us, but I so thank you for doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Everybody goddamn falling off on this damn thing. But shit, Dre, we're going to get out of here, man. Everybody slowly falling off here. All
right, fellas. Y'all keep it locked.
I ain't doing nothing this week, man. Y'all go check out Ethan this weekend, man, at the picnic.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll do it again. All right, fellas, we'll do it again next week.
My block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a knot on my block. To hang out was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in. To my block from Holloway, fell for the Scott. Rerode the flocks, we know the spots. So we the rocks, drank all the blue dots on your block. You probably bred a fat pad of Tupac, a big pun of B.I. Your homeboys from and even when it was storming outside, that nigga be by. That's me, dog, on my block. I ain't had to play the big shot. Nigga
niggas knew me back when I was stealing beer from Shamrock and my nickname was Creepy. Black Joker see me, he be tripping. Now Betty still try to tease me.